السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 21st of Jumad al-Ula 1447, corresponding with the 12th of November 2025. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqal insana wa 'allamahul bayan. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man bu'itha bifadlil khitab. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله تعالى رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala will elevate the ranks of a person in Jannah. He will say, Oh my Rabb, how am I achieving this? Allah Ta'ala will say, through your child seeking forgiveness on your behalf. May Allah Ta'ala accept, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. Allah Ta'ala grant you an afa, afiyat, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem and Appa and family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي سُوَدْرِي وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ لُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا أَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 21st of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, and South Africa, and 95% of the cities, countries of the world. Today, with the grace and mercy of Allah Jalla Wala, we're going to complete and conclude Surah Mujadala, chapter 58. And remember, right at the outset, I informed you, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, that this Surah, chapter 58, has 22 verses. And in every verse, you will find the name of Almighty Allah, Lafzul Jalala. Allah, Allah is mentioned in every verse. There's no other surah, chapter in the noble Quran that has this unique feature and distinction. So now, today we focus on verses 21 and 22. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ, Almighty Allah has already ordained and prescribed, لَأَغَلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُولِي, لَأَغَلِبَنَّ, I will surely prevail, I, Allah Jalla Wala, I will give you victory sooner or later, وَرُسُولِي, and my messengers and my prophets. So whenever there's a battle, even if there are some temporary setbacks, but eventual victory will be given to the Muslims. And Allah says, I will make it prevail, and my messengers as well. And Allah Ta'ala goes further, go see, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Some verses of the noble Qur'an, they elaborate and expound on the other verses. Go and read and refer to chapter 40, verse 51. إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا. Yet Almighty Allah in this verse spoke of himself, Jalla Jalaluhu, and of the prophets and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam. But in chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse number 51, Inna we lanansuru rusulana, surely, definitely, we will help and assist our prophets and messengers with our divine help. Walladhina amanu fil hayati dunya. And those people who possess the true iman in this worldly life. Right in front of our eyes, we see what the Mujahideen and the Taliban did in Afghanistan. Then defeating, humiliating the Americans, you must remember, and 48 country coalition. They had to pick up with their tails between their legs and run from Kabul and from Afghanistan. And you see they humiliated the Russians as well. And Hamas are still standing firm. And Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, remember that they used so many arms, so many missiles, so many bombs, and more than World War I, World War II, and everything put together. And yet Hamas is standing. So who gives them that strength? Only Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. May Almighty Allah decimate, destroy the apartheid terrorist Zionist regime and their settlers and helpers, America, Europe, India, and the Arab 10-pot dictators, and dispatch them to hell if there is no guidance for them. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُولِي. Look there, if you are seeing in the Quran, above that alif, ana, there's a small little circle, meaning you will not pull it. You will just say, ana wa rusuli. So I, Allah Jalla Wala, will prevail. I will be victorious. I am the King of Kings and my messengers, selected by me, not elected by people. Inna Allah qawiyun aziz. Verily, Almighty Allah is who all-powerful and almighty. O Muslimah, when you make dua, Ya Allah, destroy the Zionist entity. Ya Allah, destroy America. Ya Allah, destroy these Arab 10-pot dictators. And destroy our enemies in India and wherever else, Ya Allah. So we must remember it. Then in the ending, you must say, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz. So Allah Ta'ala loves it when we use His attributes. These are the lessons we learn from Quran Sharif. Now, before we do the next verse, it's a long verse, but you should understand these 2-3 pointers there. It will make it easier for you to understand the verse. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the Safina and the Ark, right? So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala let the deluge come and so forth, the floods. And for 6 months, 10 days, it carried on from 1st of Rajab to 10th, you must remember, of Muharram. And the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. So now, he, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam's wife, dispatched to Jahannam forever. She was a kafira, non-Muslim lady. Son also non-Muslim. So now, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, my son, Allah Ta'ala said, Innahu laysa min ahlik. He is no more your family now. Once he has remained a non-Muslim, he's no more your family. So we have more time for our brothers, sisters who have iman than those people who are opposing Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and opposing Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one incident. Allah Jalla Wala made this very clear in the Noble Quran. Innahu laysa min ahlik. That he is not your family anymore, and he'll be drowning and dispatched to hell as well. So go read chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 46. So everything is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. It is the second year of the Hijrah. It is a Friday, and Hijrah means the migration to Medina Munawwara. 17th of Ramadan, the second year of the Hijrah, the Muslims are only 313 in number. And the Kuffar, the non-Muslims led by Abu Jahl, Amr bin Hisham, they are approximately 1,000. Lo and behold, against all expectations, Allah Jalla Wala gave them, the Muslims, a magnificent victory. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. And indeed, definitely, Allah takes a qasam, وَلِلَّهِ, and by Allah, that Allah gave you this victory and assisted you, although you had qillatil adad wal udad. Remember, your numbers were few and your equipment was few compared to the enemy. The enemy were well, you must remember, equipped and so forth and so on. And yet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave you this magnificent victory. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaching us. So He will give victory to whosoever He wishes. And we should know that Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace whoever He wishes. So now there 70 of them, Abu Jahl and company, were dispatched to Jahannam. 70 were taken as prisoners of war, as captives. So now what to do with these captives? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who said, Ya Rasulullah, my suggestion is, that these people, yeah, so somebody's father is there, somebody's brother is there, and so forth. From our Muslims, we must tell them that you must go and kill your father. You must kill your brother. You must kill your uncle, and so forth. But majority Sahaba said, let us rather take the fidya and the ransom from them, and so forth. So that was one of the options. But if we study the Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala then gave preference to what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said. Lawla kitabun min Allahi lamassakum fima akhadtum adhabun azim. So it shows that the suggestion of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar was right. So you must remember that. That was afdal, the best suggestion. Although the other one was also just acceptable. So it shows that when it comes in the battle and so forth, then we have no time for kith and kin. We are Muslims and they are non-Muslims. So if that side there, our son is there, our brother is there, father is there, and so forth. So in the battlefield, we send them to hell. That is what we have to do. So we need to understand what this verse is teaching us, to show our complete devotion, dedication to Islam, that we have nothing to do with you when you oppose Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This ayat here is one of the manaqib, the fada'il, the virtues and the merits of the beloved Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La tajidu qawman yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhiri. You will not find a people, yu'minun, they have iman. Now also they have iman. So it applies to me and you also. So and obviously the misdaqi awali, the first people to whom it will be applicable are the beloved companions and students of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. They believe in Almighty Allah and the last day. You will find us in various places in the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif is mentioned. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yu'zi jarahu. When you believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the last day, don't cause any harm to your neighbor. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yajlis ala ma'idatin tudaru alayha al-khamar. That whosoever believes in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the last day cannot frequent a place where alcohol is being served. And man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dhayfa. And whosoever believes in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the last day, so then he must honor his guests and visitors. So from here we understand, billahi wal yawmil akhir means that the people must believe in all the articles of faith and all the essentials of Islam. So that is the meaning. The first of the first of the first is Almighty Allah. And last before people enter Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus, paradise is the last day. And people enter Jahannam and the hellfire, that is the justice system of Almighty Allah, those non-Muslims who are sane and mature. So the beginning and ending and in between, whatever are the articles of faith and the zaruriyat al-deen, the essentials of Islam, that is the meaning. yuwaduna. You will not find a people who truly believe in Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the last day and articles of faith, that they have bosom of friendship. Yuwadun, they have true love. Man ahadallaha wa rasulah. But those people who oppose Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now take this verse and apply it to Saudi Arabia, the kingdom and the rulers. Take it and apply it to UAE, MBS, MBZ, Murtad bin Shaitan, Murtad bin Zindiq, and the kings of Morocco, Bahrain and Jordan, and the Pharaoh sitting there in Egypt, Sisi. So they all murtad, non-Muslim, in the light of this Quranic verse already. They are the biggest bodies of the enemies of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walau wa wasliya. Even though that walau kanu aba'ahum, even though is their father, meaning parents. You see that? So we must show respect to them, but not such love that is from the inner recesses of our heart. That's not permissible. O abana'ahum, or their sons, meaning their children. O ikhwanahum, or their brothers, meaning their siblings, brothers or sisters. O ashiratahum, or their families and their tribes and so forth. So across the spectrum, our love must be, say, our heart must be saturated with the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, with the love of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba rasulik wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I beg of you your love, the love of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the love of those actions that will draw me closer to you. We love the Sahaba, we love the Awliyaullah, and we will follow the four schools of thought. So that is the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that is what we must learn. Ulaika kataba. So those people who have reached this level of Iman, Allah has prescribed for them. Fi qulubihimul Iman. That Allah has prescribed in their hearts, they have Iman. Pakka Musalman hai, pakka Mu'min hai. They are the true, devoted, dedicated believers, Muslim, Mu'min and Muslima, brothers, sisters. Wa ayyadahum bi ruhim min. And He, Almighty Allah, will assist them. Bi ruhim min. Ye bi ruhim means what? Means what? The nur from Almighty Allah, the radiance and effulgence from Almighty Allah, the nusra and the divine help Allah will send towards them. And wa ayyadahum bi ruhim means that Jibreel alayhi salatu salam and sometimes the malaika also will come and assist them. Commit the Russians who survived, and from the Soviet Union they became the Russian Federation, and what they saw there, remember, in Kabul and in Afghanistan, they said, we saw the white creation descending, white clothing, white turbans and so forth. You must remember that. As the Jutlas entering Gaza, what they are seeing, therefore 90%, 70% don't want to return there. They're catching a good hiding there, some of them, you must remember. And then they go mal, they go crazy, you must remember that. So then Allah is giving glad tidings to Sahaba. And وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and whosoever follows them, as mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 9. And that is Surah Tawbah, verse number 100. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And Almighty Allah will admit them in His gardens, the gardens of paradise, beyond our perception, comprehension. And beneath those gardens, tajri min tahtiyal anhar, and you will find the streams and the rivers and the lakes and all that, the water flowing there. Khalidina fiha, and they will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Various other places, Allah Ta'ala says, Khalidina fiha abada. So therefore, the translation will be eternal success forever and ever. For example, you want, go open Surah Bayyina, chapter 98 of the Noble Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, Jaza'uhum inda rabbihim jannatu adnin tajri min tahtiya al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. Chapter 98 and the last verse, verse 8. Allah Ta'ala will reward them, the Sahaba, with what? With Jannatu Adnin. When we were in the 60s in primary school, we had a subject called religious studies. So they would say the Garden of Eden, E-D-E-N. They stole this from the Quran, Jannatu Adnin. So the Garden of Eternity. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever. Does this apply to few Sahaba or everybody? The Kafir Shia say few. We reject it and say the person who says Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Ma Aisha, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, Abu Sufyan are non-Muslims. Wallahi, they themselves are non-Muslims. Allah says, chapter 57, verse 10, وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. For every Sahabi, male, female, adult and child, Allah has promised all of them without any exclusion, Jannat al-Firdaus. So not only that, Allah already announced for them, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with them. When Allah says He's pleased, He's not like me and you. Today I'm pleased with you, and then next day I can be upset with you. Nay, Allah is forever pleased with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْ. And they are forever pleased with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now juxtapose it. Those people who Satan, Shaitan, has got the upper hand over them. He has the ascendancy over them. They don't make zikr Allah. إِسْتَحْوَذَ عَلَيْمُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. So people who got no iman, they don't read Quran, they don't make dua, nothing. They are the party of Satan and Lucifer, and they dispatch to hell. Sahaba and those who follow them, Ulaika Hizbullah, they are the party of Allah. Hizbullah, there in Lebanon, Beirut, Hizbul Shaitan, the Pakka Shias, you must remember that. Ulaika Hizbullah, they are the party of Almighty Allah. Allah, behold, Inna Hizballahi humul muflihun. So the party of Allah will always be successful. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the year after. Allah maj'alna minhum, ya Allah, make us from the Hizbullah, from the faizin and mutafawwiqin, and min al mu'mineen al kamilin. Ya Allah, make us from those who pass the examination. Kum ladai, and words, distinctions, ya Allah. So we bow down, we thank Allah Jalla wa'ala. Allah malaka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. And this is the barakah wasila of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the du'as of our beloved parents, our beloved mashayikh, our mamaji, Hazrat Muhammad Zubair Ali, Nawwar Allah marqadahu, and our beloved asatiza and teachers. Remember, we complete and conclude another surah. Chapter 58 is now completed. Tomorrow, inshallah al-Aziz, we will start with chapter 59, fascinating surah regarding the Jutlas and what they used to do there in Medina Munawwara and so forth. So all that tomorrow, inshallah, we conclude today's lesson. And sabak, as we say, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Oh, beloved Allah, accept it on our behalf. It's a broken, humble effort, ya Allah. So accept it. Innaka anta samiul alim. Verily, you are all hearing and all knowing. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 21st of Jumad al Ula, 1447. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally, and globally. The genocide in Gaza, GG, still continues by these haramis and swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys and dogs. All these words I use for the Jutlas and the Yahud in the Quran Sharif, remember that. So yesterday alone, they killed 3 Palestinians. So every day they're killing. So the 5, 6, 7, 8... So the killing continues, you must remember, and the world looks on. Where is the United Nations? Where is the United States? Where is United Kingdom? Where is the European Union? All haramis, you must remember that. Not one is true to the Muslims. They all have a hidden agenda and so forth. We are the Arab tinpot dictators, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, and zillionaires. Most of them are morons and munafiqeen and kafirin, and they belong to Hizb al-Shaytan, the haramis. So yesterday, four settlers were arrested in the West Bank. But they don't tell you how much harm they caused. There's no Hamas there in the West Bank. So these guys always learn the word, you ulama and students, because this is modern day Arabic. We must learn the modern terms. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi al-zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin al-mustawtinin. Ya Allah, you punish the Yahud, al-muhtallin, the occupiers, al-ghasibin, those who have usurped everything of ours, al-mustawtinin, the settlers. So you see, like that you must make dua. Allah decimate them. They burn the cars of the Palestinians. They steal their olive harvests and trees and so forth, and their gardens and so forth. They go and damage their houses and so forth. And now, just to placate the world, they say, no, see, we arrested four. After 1 day, 3 days, they just free them. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. All those things I say, you can quote me in any part of the world. Alhamdulillah. We don't have to fear anybody. Our fear must be for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. The New York governor, he criticized Trump and his administration and says what you guys are doing there in the Caribbean and Venezuela and all that is extrajudicial killing. You see that? Thus far, they have killed 75 people. You don't have permission and consent from Congress. You just act unilaterally like a tinpot dictator. He didn't use the word tinpot dictator, but that is understood, you see that? So well done, at least there are some people to take on Trump and company, the haramis. Netanyahu, the war criminal, is dead against having a commission of inquiry for what happened on October 7, 2023, because he will be found guilty and he'll end up in jail and so forth. He's the biggest liar, serial liar, so therefore humiliated, disgraced, and 100% war criminal. Those of you who've been to Palestine, those of you who've been to Masjid al-Aqsa, as soon as you enter on the left-hand side, you will see a maqbara, a qabristan, a cemetery, a graveyard. And that maqbara is called Maqbaratul Rahmah. Two Sahabi are buried there. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there. His honorable wife, Umm Haram, is buried there in Cyprus. But not, you must remember, on this side, the Turkish side. On the other side it is, you must remember, the European side, the Greek side. She's buried there, Umm Haram, radiallahu anha, the wife of Ubadah bin Samit. And another Sahabi buried there is Shaddad bin Aus, the Rawi, the narrator, reporter of the Hadith in Bukhari Sharif of Sayyidul Istighfar. So these Jutlas, Haramis, and Shaitan, Auladu Iblis, day before yesterday, they desecrated the graveyard and the tombstones and all that, they broke it and so forth. So you see, this is Jutla, a cursed nation, Harami, the scum of the earth. We have to dismantle the entire apartheid regime and the Zionist regime. The what you will call it, Al-Kayanu Sahyuni. That's the Arabic word, Kaf, Ya, Alif, Noon. So the Zionist entity and the cancer has to be dismantled. America can make noise as much as they want to. Israel is our biggest ally and we will defend it. You're going to go to hell and Israel will go to hell. And you can see that the world is seeing you, that how you are the real terrorist. The world is turning against you. So they desecrated our graveyard. Not only that, when you go from Aqsa al-Mubarak 1 hour, you go to a place called Khalilur Rahman, where Masjid Ibrahim Khalili is. Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Then his son Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is buried there. So, and their honorable spouses next to them. So the Zionists and the settlers, they entered the masjid while the Muslims were there. and they did their rituals right inside Masjid Ibrahimi. And you know, they come with guns and the police and the army are there. So what can the Muslims do? This is desecration of our masjid. The master crooks, biggest crooks on this earth, are the Jutlas, especially there in Israel. Stealing our mosques, stealing our land, stealing our property, stealing everything, you haramis. You curse a nation. So you must remember that. See? That now the world is seeing, from August, we are already in November, 1 million plus vaccines are there by Israel, and no vaccines are coming in for the babies and children. I'm not speaking about maslas and fatwa here, I'm giving you the news. So nothing has entered Gaza for the immunization. You know why? Israel will steal some of it there, and so forth, and master crooks, you know that? So that is the World Health Organization and other people, they're all making a noise and so forth, you see that. The US killed 75 people in the Caribbean so far. And now a bigger ship, the Gerald Ford ship, is there as well, going towards Venezuela. And now they say we want to deal with the drug dealers. How many drug dealers you got in America? You got the biggest amount there. So what the hell are you doing there? It is for regime change. But Maduro is playing his cards well. They're mobilizing thousands and thousands of their army. And Russia, China are looking. And they also will assist them. And put Iran also in the mix. Iran no water in Tehran. Big crisis there. Allah have mercy. Remember this. There are thousands of Sunnis there as well. See in Serbia, if you know anything, Serbians are the haramis. They raped our women, they killed our men, our women, men and children, and so forth, you know. So they're in Bosnia and so forth. So Serbia, the capital is Belgrade. So now Kushner is the son-in-law, you must remember, of Trump. So he is Trump's poodle, you see that. So he went there to Israel and so forth. So now he thinks he's a big shot. But he's a poodle, the harami, remember that. So now Trump and his son-in-law, they're going to build a big hotel there in Belgrade, you see. And that is the capital of Serbia. So the Serbians are very, very upset about it. Yesterday, thousands of people, remember, protested against this. And the government just got one thing. Say, no, if we allow them, then America will be happy with us, you see that? So that they also know morally it's wrong and so forth and so on. So may Almighty Allah destroy Trump, Kushner and that hotel, the haramis. A suicide bomber in Islamabad went there next to the court and he was killed himself, you see, committed suicide. And he killed 12, 13 other people. So obviously Pakistan blames India and the proxies of India. When it happened there by the Lal Qila, so there by the Red Fort the previous day, so they blame the Muslims, that is India. They already arrested 3 Muslims, you see, 2 male and 1 female. If you know anything about Delhi, from the Falah College. Falah College is the medical college. So they picked up 3 Muslims there. They know they're not guilty. But they have to placate. You must remember the Hindufta, the Hindu extremists and terrorists. You see that? Ah, ye Musliman ne kya? You see, the Muslims did this. Whether you got evidence or not, so that is India, today's Hindustan. Remember that. Our worst enemies are Yahudistan and Hindustan. Yahudistan, Israel. Hindustan is India. So Quran has mentioned this, whether you like, don't like, that is Quran. Chapter 5, verse 82, the last verse of the 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus and the idol worshippers. But we never ever said all of them, but we will say definitely majority of them. لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً. So you must remember that in Fasha Day in Sudan, more than 500 people murdered, and the maternity hospital, the patients also murdered, the medical personnel murdered or kidnapped, and women are raped. All this courtesy of who? Courtesy, inverted commas, UAE, these haramis, and you want to come tell me they are Muslim. If you got ghairat, if you got true iman, you will boycott Emirates, you will boycott Dubai and Abu Dhabi and all and tell them go to hell. You have shown your true colors. You make ties with Israel, and then you go and murder people in Sudan. Hang your heads in shame. We can do it. What we did with America, with McDonald's and KFC and Starbucks and all these haramis, we just hit them where it hurts the most, and that is their pockets, you must remember. Sami Hamdi is a free person now. They didn't deport him. He can take a normal flight and as a normal person and so forth, because no evidence. You see, he came with a valid visa. They revoked it. He said, let me go. But they steal all his things, confiscate his computer, his phone. They'll go through everything, and then they find nothing. Then they will say, now you can go. So you must sue them, Sami Hamdi. Sue ICE, sue America, sue Trump. You understood? Sue them billions of dollars. That is what you must do. You got enough support. The Syrian National Museum is robbed. I went there, Damascus, you see that, many years ago in their museum. So people go rob that also. 70% of the people in Sudan are below the poverty line. They don't even have a dollar. Now 70%, if you know anything of Sudan, is more than 50 million people there. And now 40 million are like this, then what you expect? You must remember that. Israel Minister of Strategy resigned. You see that? That is Quran. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think the juttas are united while their hearts are fragmented. They have a big war among themselves. So you see, Israel is imploding and will never come right. Remember, that stain of genocide will stay with you. You starve the people of Gaza, man-made starvation. Remember that. The Juttas can try all their hasbara and propaganda, but the world has seen it. You know, Gaddafi got various sons. So one son is Saifullah, another son is Hannibal Gaddafi. So he was detained and imprisoned there in Lebanon for 10 years plus minus. So he has been released. Hannibal Gaddafi. There you see Israel, it is Egypt built a big, you understand, grand museum there in Cairo. So they call the various Qarisabs, you see, because you know they read Quran Sharif the best in the world. So they yesterday, before yesterday, one Qarisab came, we read, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنَ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. That Allah says, we preserve the body of the Pharaoh. Allah says in another place, النَّارُ يُؤْرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ وَأَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. The Pharaoh and his 10 pot dictators and followers, they all be dispatched to Jahannam. Sisi, the Harami, the Murtad, Ibnul Yahudiya, the son of a Jewess, then they locked him up and arrested the Qarisab. You see that? Shamila Batoy, under huge pressure. They say that one prosecutor, he is linked to criminal activities, you must divulge his name. She told Parliament, I won't divulge. And remember that she wants legal opinion. So Malema and them are very upset with her. Helen Zeller, all of you who supporting the DA, yesterday I sent it out to thousands of people, her ex message, her Twitter message, her tweet. She says, we stand with Israel. So you supporting genocide, Helen? You are a harami. And remember, it's a big word, genocide. We're going to mobilize our people. Inshallah, very few Muslims and people of justice will vote for you to become the mayor of Johannesburg. Your chamchas and the sidekicks, I still kept it on my phone. They told me, vote for Helen Zeller for mayor of Johannesburg. I said, Helen Zeller and the DA are racist and they will promote Zionism. And you can go to hell for what I care. You see that? So we must make our stance. To vote for DA is haram. You can quote my fatwa wherever you want. South Africa is a real, Junaid Mota, listen to this, is a real banana republic from top to bottom. You see, corrupted, president corrupted, ministers corrupted, three quarter of them and so forth. More than 300 EMPD, EMPD, Ekurhuleni, Metropolitan Police Department. So more than 300 policemen have criminal records, some guilty of rape, some guilty of murder, some guilty of, you must remember, sexual violence, but they the police. Where's your vetting process? You must remember that. Are we so corrupted that the police who are murderers, rapists, we are running around? Hopeless, useless you guys are. There, Chamila Batoy admits South Africa is losing the fight against organized crime. And R2, you know R2? The guys who want to give us fine, those police, and then they say they're going to give deduct our points. Again, it's postponed. In South Africa, you can't have R2 and all that because the cops and police are corrupted. The taxis, you're going to tell them, you know, they'll give you a Varma club. They'll give you a good ID. You must remember that. MK, Zuma, your party is imploding. Zuma dies, the party dies. They're just scoring own goals all the time. Allah, Jalla, Allah, give us tawfiq. So today is Wednesday. Make special dua after Zuhur. Allah decimate and destroy the Jutlas and America and whoever stands with them. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.